We do our daily headlines from Saudi Arabia with Mawlana Abdurrahman Layli. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And let me commence by apologizing profusely for not being available for the last 2 days. Unfortunately, the telecommunications networks on this side have instituted further security checks and protocol, which means that more than most of the SIM cards that facilitators on Hajj would have had from previous years, our prized numbers are no longer ours. They've suspended those cards. So it shows that I have connectivity on my side, but as the radio station had been dialing out many times, the calls don't register and come through.
I think that is the headline story for this afternoon, Mawlana.
Well, no, not the headline story, but I think, subhanAllah, those who have loved ones on Hajj, you know, look forward to hearing whatever they can, together with the reports from our brother Yusuf Abramji. So I think an apology, you know, was required and would be taken, inshallah, in the correct spirit. In the headlines today, we have more than 707,000 pilgrims have visited Madinah al-Munawwara. That means the number of hajjaj during this season who had traveled to Saudi Arabia, who had done their visit of Madinah al-Munawwara prior to Hajj, numbers approximately 707,000. We could argue and say more or less the same amount, or maybe a little less than that, would visit Madinah al-Munawwara after Hajj. That's one of the leading stories on the first page of Saudi Gazette. We also see that from amongst the other headlines would be illegal pilgrims are to be tried and sentenced within 24 hours. This is a story that we've been seeing in the newspapers for the last 2 or 3 years with regards to those who are undertaking Hajj without tafreeh, without the permit. We spoke about the no vaccination, no Hajj campaign, and I mentioned that the no vaccination, no Hajj campaign was based on an earlier campaign years ago of no Hajj permit, no Hajj. So they are saying now that other than delaying the legal processes, they would be tried, you could say, at kangaroo courts, at courts, on the checkpoint. And the most important one coming in the direction of Makkah al-Mukarramah from the direction of Jeddah would be the area of Shumaysiyah. From an historical perspective, we know this as the area of Hudaybiyah. That's another one of the stories that we see in the newspaper today. Other than that, subhanAllah, we have other news with regards to Hajj. And we see that, speaking about the headline story that Mawlana has mentioned, well, on the second page of the Saudi Gazette, jobs in 25,000 mobile outlets are fully Saudized. Saudized, whichever way you want to take it. I'll take it as Saudized. So they've now made most of the mobile and telecoms jobs at STC, Mobile, Zain outlets, as well as outlets selling mobile phones to be run by Saudis trying to create employment in the country. Need I say more with regards to efficiencies at these outlets? Furthermore, we have that 611 people have passed on as a result of the MERS virus in the last 4 years. To rehash the memory of many of our listeners, this particular virus caused, particularly known as Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, coronary virus, the MERS virus, is caused by the consumption of camel meat and camels that have been infected. Most of the fatalities have been particularly those of men. Fewer have been those of women. Naturally, the men are better ones and they're out with the camels all the time. The women would have contracted the virus if they came into contact with men or if they consumed camel meat. Other articles in the newspaper speak with regards to the idea of animals and the slaughter of various animals. Right. So when they speak of the slaughter of various animals and, you know, the illegal sale of meat that's not fit for consumption, that could ill effect and, you know, cause ill consequences to the health of pilgrims, etc., etc. These are from amongst the other stories that we see in the newspaper. Alhamdulillah, we see that this week, more than most of the stories, as opposed to last week, would be focusing on the idea of Hajj. And we hope, inshallah, that we'll be able to give positive updates with regards to what is happening here in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. In the Saudi Gazette, we also see an article featuring Dubai holding a number of Guinness Book World Records, 129 of them. That Dubai now holds, or that 129 that are held by Dubai particularly, and 165 held by the entire Arab Emirates. So that's, subhanAllah, from our newspaper headlines today here in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Right now we give you this report coming from the holy plains of Mina, with just a few minutes to the time of Salatul Maghrib, and alhamdulillah the Hujjaj from Al Anwar Express Al Jim who are with me will be observing the Salatul Maghrib in Masjid Khay, the place where Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had spent his time on the plains of Mina. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from one and all of us, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khair for the very informative update. Mulana, we appreciate it, and we look forward to updates from yourself over the next few days and into the days of Hajj, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.